This is a poem called Elegy, and that actually takes place at that old mountain road where those goats went by, you know. It's a poem written in a very abstract language. I mean, a kind of very cool, no fancy imagery, epistemological, phenomenological. What it is that two people are, kind of tell most of this in the poem, but it's outdoors, and two people have decided to eat, have a meal, you know, outside, and they're sitting, and then they, it's kind of late summer, it's gotten cool. In New England, summers can get pretty cold, late August, summer evenings. And they've gotten drunk slowly. And gotten very dark. And they should go back to the house and turn on some lights, but they're, you know, they're sort of sitting there at that table, and pretty soon they're sitting in, you know, complete darkness, you know? And it's stable anyway, and there's a house, this dark house there, you know. So that's the kind of the scene. And so the one who is sort of speaking is the one who is sort of using this sort of this language, trying to understand the situation and puzzle it out. And it's called Elegy. Note, as it gets darker, that little can be ascertained of the particulars and of their true magnitudes. Note the increasing unreliability of vision, though one thing may appear more or less familiar than other, disengaged from reference as they are in the deepening gloom. Nothing to do but sit and abide, depending on memory to provide the vague outline, the theory of where we are tonight and why we can see so little of each other and soon will be even less able. In this starless summer night, windy and cold, at the table brought out hours ago under a huge ash tree. Two chairs, two ambiguous figures, each one relying on the other to remain faithful now that one can leave without the other one knowing. This slate, in what only recently was a garden, a festive occasion elaborately planned for two lovers, in the open air, at the end of a dead-end road rarely traveled.
Oh, love.